There are plenty of odors that will drive you away. After all, that's how a skunk protects itself. But today I'll take you to a place where the smells can range from beyond awful to sweet and tasty, and many points in between. Where are we? It's this edition of the American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Deluxe Truck Stop has been a staple in the St. Joseph, Missouri stockyards for several decades. As Nick Wallman says, one of the tasks they are known for is cleaning truck trailers. They've smelled a lot over the years.
We get some of these spoiled meat tanks. The ones that sit out there in the 110-degree heat for 6 or 7 days before they make it to us, and we open the dome lid, and I think we clear out the south end about half the time.
That's one extreme. The other might be...
We do some work for Mars Confectionery in Topeka, Kansas, so we're doing chocolate trailers, and we get their base chocolate, which is a chocolate liqueur. We trick our new tank wash employees with that because, you know, when you open it, man, it smells like brownies being baked. You know, it's just a great smell.
Warm brownies out of the oven is much better than spoiled meat. But Nick says there is a trick on new employees with that chocolatey smell.
At the back of that trailer, there's always a bar of chocolate that comes out. And we always get the new employees to take a bite of that bar of chocolate, and it's disgusting. There is nothing sweet about it. There is nothing good about it. It is unsweetened, nasty chocolate.
Deluxe Truck Stop has become well known over the years for the great lengths they take to clean those trailers.
We do a confined space entry. We do an OSHA certification class for all of our tank wash employees. But we go down inside those trailers, and there's just some of them that you can't get clean with a tank cleaning machine. And so we physically get inside of them. It's hot, it's wet, it's steamy.
But it's the only way to get those trailers spick and span. And there's another type of wash that requires another individual to be present. For without him, you won't meet the standard. That story is next time as we travel the countryside. In St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.